I am a senior at Cornell. I've applied to over 300 jobs. Who has a job right now? It kind of sucks because the school's expensive. I'm an econ major. I have a 3.7 GPA and I cannot get a full-time job.
The tech job market is so cooked right now. You know, you got lots of computer science majors looking for jobs. You got people with like 4.0s. You got people who are making apps and having some of the most decked out CVs and resumes and they can't get a job. This writer says it's rough out there. Good luck with the job search. Another writer says that California has the highest unemployment rate across all states, losing only to DC. It's like almost 6% of the entire workforce population. And to make things worse, a lot of people who are employed are like doing Uber or some gig work, or they hate their jobs, or they're literally working like fast food. Like, there's so many people I know that have, like, really, really good engineering degrees or, like, computer science degrees. They're working at, like, a retail job. That's how bad the job market is. I mean, even freaking some of the most talented people in the AI industry are now being laid off. And Meta is just one of the several hundreds of companies in the Bay Area laying people off. I mean, this person says 60 applications is what some are doing in a couple days. The fact that you got to do like 60 applications every single day for months and months to get anything is crazy. People are saying that this job market is worse than 2008. October's job report was the worst in 22 years. This person says you have to remember most jobs listed online are getting hundreds of applications every single day, and the requirements for these positions are becoming higher than ever before. And it also seems like everyone has a master's degree nowadays. Not to mention all the scam posts and scam jobs are being posted every single day because people are so desperate. Check out some of these videos. I mean, right now the tech market is so incredibly destroyed. Like every single tech company from Salesforce to IBM to household names like Microsoft, everybody is conducting their own series of layoffs.
I have a degree, yet I still can't find a full-time job with benefits. I have a degree, but I still can't find a job that gives me full-time benefits.
Being unemployed sucks because it's just so much uncertainty with like everything, and I'm trying not to like cry every day about it. But bright side is I could go on walks at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and not have to answer to nobody.
Job market is so bad, y'all. Tell me why I just applied to be a special agent for the FBI, because at this point it is what it is.
We need to have a serious discussion right now. Can we talk about the job market right now? When I tell you I have applied to 100 or more jobs in like a month, probably even more than 100 in a month, and still nothing. I've gotten maybe like 5-6 interviews. But other than that, nothing. Like, I'm trying not to spaz, and I'm definitely not trying to be that person that comes online and cries, but like, it's getting to a point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting to a point where I just keep telling myself, we're not gonna stress. We're not gonna stress. We're gonna remain prayerful. We're gonna remain hopeful. But like, you know? And it's just like, I don't even know how to describe it. I feel like I have applied to so many positions and nothing. My resume, I've talked with different people about making sure that my resume looks good and just trying to make those changes to make sure that it looks good and recruiters are interested and employers are interested and people like look at my resume and it sets me apart somehow. But like, that's not happening. And I mean, I will say like, I'm based in New York and I also am looking for social media marketing positions because that's where my expertise is. That's where I have the most experience and also what I genuinely enjoy doing. And I feel like that industry is already so saturated, but it's just like, it gets tiring, you know? Like, it gets tiring after applying to so many different positions and just nothing. And then like to come online and hear that some companies are like posting about a job on like LinkedIn or maybe Indeed, but they're not actually hiring, or they do it so that they can end up hiring internal. So it's just like, that sucks because now you're not getting a job. And then yeah, it's just like, it's a headache overall. I want to shoot my shot if you are a company based in New York, New York City, or even on Long Island, and you have any social media position opening, anything like content creation, social media management, marketing, can I like send you my resume? Maybe keep it on file, maybe take a look at it, give me some feedback if possible. But like, at this point, something has to give. Like, I just need something before I have a breakdown, literally. And on that note, good night.
Can someone explain to me how I have 4 degrees and still can't get a job? BA in communication, BA in Spanish, BFA in dance. Get ready for this one. Master's degree in freaking journalism. Mind you, I've gotten laid off not once, not twice, but 3 times in the span of 2 years. So if you're feeling behind, just know you're not alone. Basically, we're all cooked.
I think we can all agree that it's not that embarrassing to graduate college without a job anymore. But do you know what is embarrassing? It's seeing current seniors landing return offers and full-time jobs while you've graduated and are still unemployed.
Actual real question. I know this is gonna make me sound so, I don't know, I just feel like people make fun of these takes, but they're real. I'm working my first, whoa, I'm about to burn my toast. Look at this toaster. She's so fun. Anyways, I'm currently working my first 9-to-5, actually 8-to-5, because who works a 9-to-5? It's always 8-to-5. I graduated in December. It took me 10 months to find a job. I've never been more relieved or happy or grateful in my entire life. I got to move back to the city that I went to college in, and now I'm living my city life in my studio apartment. And I really enjoy my job. It's really hard, but it's what I went to school for. It's been, I won't get into all that. That's not the point. The point is that I'm not going from being in school to being employed, where you're super busy in school. So like, it's a different type of busy, but at least you were recently busy. I'm going from being unemployed or doing part-time jobs that are 20 hours a week, not waking up at 6 a.m. to a 8-to-5. I've never been more tired in my life. Everything hurts, from stress and adjustment to this life. And I feel like I don't have time to do anything other than work, relax, shower, sleep. I'm gonna put a gym routine in there soon. I just need to adjust to working first, because it's not even been 2 weeks yet. So that's all. Yeah, I'll have time for the gym too, but that's like it. When do you guys like live? Or is my living gone? I know it's not. I have my weekends, and I'm gonna work hybrid soon, so that'll give me a little bit of feeling like I have some control back. But I just want some advice for the adjustment, because I know a lot of people go through this, and that I'm not complaining. I literally love my job. I've never been more grateful in my life to have a paycheck and do something I enjoy and I'm good at and I paid to go to school for. I've never been so freaking relieved and happy, but I just need some general advice, because I slept in and did nothing for like 10 months, and the adjustment is actually ruining my body. So, thank you. Tap in if you have any advice, and don't mind my hair. I'm about to watch Nobody Wants This, eat buttered toast, and go to bed at 8. Actually really excited about that, so.
Yeah, so if you got a job right now, stay there, because it is becoming progressively hard to get a new job. Tell me why I went into my local Chews this week, went in, filled out an application online, called. She's like, oh yeah, you want to set up an interview appointment? I said, let's get it. Thursday comes around. I'm there. I'm dressed up all nice. I walk in there with a smile on my face. I greet this one person. He tells me, okay, so we're going to do the one interview today. And then depending on how things go, we'll have a second interview and we'll send you an email regarding the second interview. Right then, right there, red flag goes off in my head, thinking, I'm not getting this job at all. So they just told me to come in for an interview, knowing damn well they're not going to give me the job. They just want to see what I look like. Mind you, any job I've ever gotten and I've had to do an in-person interview, I got the job the same day. And apparently I do not fit the description of a Chews employee. We go do the interview. I think I do pretty good. Stumbled over my words a couple times, you know. Long story short, your boy has not received that second freaking email. I still go to that same gym, bro. And that man just looks at me and acts like nothing fucking happened. Anytime I walk through, he's like, oh, yeah, man, you have a good day. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, fuck you, bro. Give me a fucking job. I'm fucking struggling out here. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to feed my kids. I'm trying to fill my gas tank. And you don't even want to give me a fucking job, bro.
I just don't think that no one's just talking about this enough, bro. Can someone please tell me why it's so hard to find a normal 9-to-5 job in 2024? Can somebody please tell me that? I'm going to tell y'all something. I used to work at Chick-fil-A last year, right? I worked there from October to probably, I'm going to say it's around April or something like that. And then basically I got fired for a reason I'm not going to talk about. And then I'm thinking that, hey, this is just a little time to just decide what I want to do in life. Because this is my, that was my senior year of high school. Now I graduated. Now I'm just trying to find me a new job. Tell me why I went on Indeed, put in so many applications, and did not get a single job. Not a single one. I'm talking about I applied at Starbucks. I applied at Wendy, I applied at car wash. I applied at Subway, McDonald's. The list goes on. I applied at almost every fast food place that you could ever think of. And I did not get a call back from any last one of them. Okay. I'm going to tell y'all this. I got an email back from Starbucks saying that they're full, they're not hiring, but come on, bro. And I'm saying it'd be the restaurants and businesses that be having saying that the word hire sign out front of their store, out front of their business. Be the main ones not calling back.
I mean, if y'all are putting up the "we're hiring" sign, ain't the whole point of that is to accept applications or at least give emails or calls back?
I'm gonna just tell y'all that trying to find a job in 2024 is not for the weak, but I'm gonna tell y'all that right now.
Okay, so nobody talks about how awful being post grad is. I basically lost all my friends. I either lost contact or they moved away, and like I don't really talk to that many people. It's just so lonely, like really lonely. All I do is basically go get matcha and either shop, buy jelly cats, waste my money. Like, I literally have, like, I feel like I have no goals in life. It's actually awful. The job search has not been easy. I don't know what to do anymore. I feel really lonely too. Like, I feel like everyone I've known has gotten a job, moved on. Like, they're moving in with their husbands, basically. Like, they're all getting married. And I'm here literally buying jelly cats with my money and doing nothing with myself. Like, I genuinely feel like I have no purpose to life. It's actually pretty depressing and sad to admit, but, like, nobody talks about this. I literally have no friends. I literally scroll for hours, wasting my time. I just want to move so bad. Yeah, I'm just so lonely. I can't. I need more hobbies or something. I need to find a side hustle to make more money, because this is a sad life I live, and I'm not proud of myself. I'm really not. I need to put this out in the universe so maybe something will change, because I can't do this anymore. I don't like this.
So a lot of people are talking about college being a scam, and as someone who's been in higher education for a very long time and who also has worked in higher education, I'm here to say that let's call a spade a spade. It is a scam if you allow it to be a scam for you. There are a lot of useless degrees that many of these liberal institutions are force feeding on their students, and confused students who don't know what they want to pursue, they're force feeding these degrees, like degree in liberal arts, degree in humanities, degree in art history. What is somebody who graduates with these degrees going to do for work? Let's be honest here. Thing is that a lot of these people are graduating with such degrees, and then they're realizing that they can't do anything for work because they can't utilize that degree anywhere. People are going back to college yet again because the initial degree didn't work out for them. And it's like, you have to do the research. In 2024, it's not about what you love doing or what you're passionate about, like music, art, like none of these things are going to warrant you a successful financial future. Do you think someone with a nursing degree or someone with an engineering degree is going to sit here and say that college was a scam to them? No, because they're freaking making bank. So make sure you do your research, and it's not about what you're passionate about. It's what you could sustain in the long run financially. What is going to be the most lucrative field for you in the area that you live in the state that you live in? Like, what do you see yourself for in the future? You have to ask yourself these questions and not allow these college institutions to brainwash you and scam you and indoctrinate you into their programs. And always remember this, college is going to be a scam for you only if you allow it.
Guys, I need help. The people I'm currently nannying for, which is my main source of income, they don't need me starting the end of September. And so I'm looking for a job. I've applied to a ton of different jobs and I've had no luck whatsoever. So let me know if you guys know any jobs at hiring around Utah County area, or if your job is hiring, that would be literally so appreciated. And if you don't want to comment what you, like who you work for, you can just DM me on my Instagram. But thank you so much. Bye.
Story time of how I got fired from my corporate America job because of social media. Buckle up your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, this primer smells so good. I graduated college in 2019 and I really wanted to work for a beauty brand because I love beauty so much. And I was able to land a job at L'Oreal, which I was so excited about. They especially wanted me because of how much I loved beauty. I even had an Instagram. It only had like 2,000 followers at the time. Fast forward to 2020, I was starting to grow a lot on social media. And a lot of my posts started to go viral. I also did so well at my job that I even got a new role. Everyone I worked with knew I had social media because that's honestly why I got hired, because of my passion for beauty. So my manager knew, HR knew, everyone knew. One day I just get this random email from HR and they want to have a meeting. And honestly, my heart sank. I'm like, what did I do? And I get on this call and they're like, oh, your social media? Yeah, it's a conflict of interest. So at this point, I'm like, what do you mean you guys knew about my social media? You know, you never said it was a conflict of interest. Apparently, someone anonymously complained about my social media saying that it was a conflict. So that's where the conversation even started. Now, at this point, none of this mattered because I actually got a new job and it was with Shiseido. I was already moving on to a new role, so that whole chapter just closed. Everything is fine and well. I worked for Shiseido for about 8 months before another conflict happens. So when I worked at Shiseido, everybody knew about my social media again, same kind of situation. But this time, I guess one of my videos on TikTok went violently viral. Someone at the company, I guess, saw my video and then told on me and was wondering how I was able to do my current day-to-day job and social media at the same time. At this point, it's November 2021. I was given two choices at this point. So either work for social media or work for my corporate America job. I tried so many things to try to stay there and do social media at the same time. I even asked if I could just do social media posts about their brand and like the brands that they own. And they said no, because I'm not properly trained by any of their makeup artists. It's funny because at this time, a lot of the brands that they own were trying to send me PR and wanted to work with me, but yet they were trying to tell me that I basically wasn't good enough to do posts for them. I did want to mention that I didn't even work in marketing. I literally worked in product development, so it had nothing to do with social media. So I told them, no, I'm going to keep doing social media. So they told me I need to either resign or they'll fire me. So I said, all right, go ahead and fire me. They fired me 3 weeks before Christmas. At the time, I cried for like 3 weeks because I really did not know what I was going to do. I did not make enough money on social media to sustain this as a full-time job. By the next month, everything changed and this became my full-time job. I still love Shiseido so much. I love all of their brands. So there's no hate, there's no shade towards the brand at all. Just wanted to share my experience because I've been seeing a lot of people talk about this kind of issue and I think it needs to be addressed. None of this would be possible without you guys. So thank you guys so much for supporting me from the bottom of my heart. I am so grateful.
What's low-key kind of funny is I wrote a paper in high school talking about why you should go to college and why college is not a scam. I really was so uneducated back then because college is a scam. Unless you're going to be in the medical field or you're going to become like a lawyer or something like that, you do not need college. What happens is most people graduate college and then they come out of college and they go work a normal job like Costco. And their degree and their debt is just there. You really wasted 4 or 5 years of your life when you could have just graduated high school and gone straight to work at Costco. And while you're working at Costco, you could think, what do I really want to do with my life? You know what I'm saying? And what sucks is in our school system, they tell us you need to go to college, you need to go to college, you need to go to college. And they don't actually help you figure out what you want to do. It sucks because at high school, you don't know what you want to do. And so you just go to college thinking, okay, if I just go to college and get this random thing, I'll be good. I'll be able to get a job. But in actuality, you'll be able to get a job, but you just wasted 4 years of your life. Go to trade school. Trade school is shorter time, cheaper. They actually help you get a job, but they don't tell you that.
I hate college and I wish I didn't. I am a senior and I'm literally so close to the finish line, and yet I'm not having a good time. Like, I don't want to be here. I literally was on the phone with my mom this morning and she was just talking to me and I was like tearing up because I was like, I want to go home. Like, I want to go somewhere else. Like, I just don't want to be here right now. And I know I have to. And there's a part of me that just like feels guilty for feeling that way because I'm so close to the end. And I feel like I should be enjoying my last moments here and like making the most out of it and like going and doing things and just trying to enjoy it, even though I know that I haven't really had the best experience here for a long time. But I am literally 1 foot out the door, and I have been for over a year now, and I'm just so, so ready to graduate and so ready for whatever comes next. And I'm hoping that whatever comes next just feels better for me and I enjoy it more. Like, I'm kind of scared that that's not gonna be the case, and it's just a me problem. But also I'm like, it has to get better at some point. There is no way that this is just how I'm gonna live my life and like live it kind of like borderline miserably. Like, I'm not miserable. I'm doing fine. Like, I can handle all of it. And yet I just also am not enjoying it. And like, I'm not having a good time. And it's funny because there's a part of me that like has aspects of college that she really loves. Like, I love the learning aspect. I love walking around campus. I go to a really pretty school. I love walking around. I love the feeling of knowing that I'm in college. Like, it feels good. And yet there is another part of me that just is absolutely like dreading being back and just like is so ready to leave. I think a lot of it is like the social aspect. I never found my community here. I've had a very rocky college experience. I made a video on this, but it's been rocky and all that. But also just like, I don't know, I've just always felt very alone, and I definitely know that I don't thrive in this environment. It is just not for me. It tends to kind of like take a hit at my mental health no matter how hard I try to not let it. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. It's a lot. I feel very lonely. I feel just not great mentally, physically. Like, I feel like I've gone through a lot while I've been here, and it weighs heavy on me. And I don't know, like, that's just been my college experience as a whole. So anyways, like I said, I'm close to the end, and I know I have to just push through. But despite that, I am just so ready. Literally, so I'm like counting down the days almost. I'm like trying to graduate early just so that I can get out of here as soon as possible. And again, I wish I didn't feel that way. I wish I could enjoy the last moments, because I know I'm never gonna be in college again. But this is just me, and this is how I feel. And I'm sure that there are other people who feel this way and maybe can understand what I mean when I say that I just not having a good time.
There's really something about being unemployed that makes me want to shop and spend money. I've been eating out a lot lately. Should I be eating out a lot lately? Absolutely not. I also all of a sudden see all these things that like I want to buy online. And I've got to say, whoever gets me as their employee is going to be lucky. Because by the end of this whole job search thing, I'm going to have a whole list of things I want to buy, because I feel like I can't really buy them right now. I don't have like the money. That would be bad. But when I do get the money, I'm going to have a list of all the things I want to get. And I'm going to be really trying to get those things. So I'll be working very hard. And, you know, I'm a great employee anyways. So get ready. I'm very ready. So let's hope I get hired soon. Somebody, please, 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 please hire me.
So I just failed my marketing exam. I don't want to talk about it, but I want to talk about why I'm in a marketing class. First of all, it's not even my major. Second of all, I would say I'm a pretty damn good marketer. I sold slime in sixth grade, and I made a band off that shit on Etsy. Take that as my exam grade, okay? I don't need to be known the four fucking P's of the marketing mix. Are you
It is tough right now being a new grad on the job market. I don't know anyone who's hiring for them, and I feel like even the companies that are hiring new grads aren't looking for that many. And it's pretty crazy to think about, just a few years ago, these companies were throwing $300K a year at new grad engineers, and nowadays, they can't even get a job interview. I think it's just going to get worse from here because of the whole AI wave and companies just not wanting to spend the time or money having to train up new grads.
Doing a language degree is one of the most useless degrees that you can actually do, and it's such a big fat waste of money. Yep, that's what I've heard a million and one times as a languages student. So today I'm here to tell you why I wholeheartedly disagree and all the careers that you can go into with a languages degree. Y claro, voy a hacerlo en español y en francés y por qué no un poco de italiano, porque mi licenciatura es tan inútil que no tengo ninguna competencias.
So the common misconception with a languages degree is that you have to go into something that is directly linked to languages.
Et évidemment, si tu veux être traducteur, si tu veux être interprète, c'est le diplôme parfait pour étudier les langues elles-mêmes, quoi. Mais à la fois, on apprend plein de compétences très importantes pour la vie en général, quoi. Par exemple, le style d'écriture, les compétences orales, les compétences d'écoute. On écrit des rédactions comme dans d'autres diplômes aussi. Mais à la fois, on étudie de la littérature. En vrai, on fait un diplôme de littérature, mais dans une autre langue. So I always compare it to like an English literature degree, right? You're doing an English literature degree, essentially, but in a different language. So like, take an English literature degree, and I'm not saying that one's better than the other, but take that and then just put it into different languages. That is essentially what you're doing. So yes, we study the languages themselves, we learn the languages, but we also study literature, we analyze books, we analyze poetry, we learn about the whole culture in general. So all of those are very useful skills for life because you're learning how to write really well, how to communicate really well, but in other languages as well as English.
Por eso se puede hacer tantas cosas con un título en idiomas porque todas las competencias son transferables. O sea, puede ser profesor, abogado. Si tienes un título en idiomas, la verdad es que puedes comunicar muy bien con mucha gente. Así que sí puedes comunicar, puedes hacer trabajos como en marketing, relaciones públicas, periodismo, ser abogado.
Genuinely, I think you can do anything with a language degree. I don't think it's confined to one thing. If you can communicate well and you've got drive, I think you can make it into whatever you want. Obviously, if you want to be a doctor, you're going to have to do some formal training. But there are a lot of corporate jobs where you just need a degree in general. Think about the people that do history degrees or history or geography or English lit. All of those degrees don't go into one essential path, no. But they give you skills that you can take into lots of different jobs.
Ed in realtà sono più sicura di me da quando studiare le lingue. Quindi il mio consiglio per chi studia le lingue è di concentrarsi in your hobbies when you're at uni.
So for example, me, I realized that I had a real love for marketing, social media, all of that kind of things when I was at uni. So I would join societies that were linked to that, and I would try and get internships whilst I was at uni so that I could get experience in those areas. And if you have that experience, you will get a job after your degree because you're putting in the effort. Not only have you got the skills that a language degree has taught you, but you've also put yourself out there to do internships, do jobs. On your year abroad as well, I would really recommend working because it gives you such good real life experience that you can then take into the world of work.
Por eso, un título en idiomas no es inútil. En fait, moi, je dirais que c'est un des diplômes les plus importants et les plus essentiels. Parce qu'en gros, on a un diplôme, mais aussi on a plein de compétences. On sait parler deux, trois, même quatre langues. C'est pour ça que moi, j'ai du mal de trouver les désavantages de faire un diplôme de langue.
So, I'm happy to make more videos to give you guys advice on anything you're interested in about doing a language degree or going into career afterwards. Just let me know. I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Merci, gracias, hasta luego.
I was laid off yesterday and I just got a package in the mail and I'm pretty sure it's merch from my company that I ordered. Let's see.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not going to show the branding because I don't want to, like, tell the internet where I worked. I don't know why, but, yep, this has the company branding right here. Woo! Can't wait to use my mug with the company that just laid me off. It's not Ally, by the way.
If you guys love training, check out the private Discord server, Patreon link below in the description. If you like stocks and options, trade with us, guys. We're making money every single day. I mean, just last month, 21 signals, almost 70% win rate with one of our traders here. I mean, you got over 100% on Amazon gains in the past. I mean, we're actually making a few hundred dollars every single day and the profits are all posted here in profit recaps. Our traders are all extremely experienced. We trade every single day, live updates with a bunch of traders. You even got a Congress tracker, stock data, unusual stocks. You can also see unusual options to see what the insiders are doing. And more. I mean, this is a limited time only, a limited amount of spots. Join us, check us out. It's one of the best stock trading Discord servers out there.